This is Living the RV Dream with Traveling Robert, episode 21 for Friday, August 11, 2017.
I'm riding with my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, full-timers, boondockers, weekend warriors, rubber tramps, van dwellers. Yeah, if you have two or more wheels below you on the road, you definitely qualify. And I have a great show in store for you guys today. Of course, this podcast brought to you by the nice folks at Rad Power Bikes. And I'll tell you a little more about them later. But right now, first of all, I want to talk to you guys about our Eclipse. The Great American Eclipse road trip that we have changed so many times, and we have made it another change of plans, because it turns out that, I mean, this area around Nashville and all the way to St. Louis and even Kansas City, all that corridor is going to be super, super crowded with people from all over the world, really. And all over the United States, and it's going to be like the biggest traffic jam in history. We haven't had an eclipse like this one in decades. I forgot how many years. And also, there's high chance that it's going to be cloudy. I've been looking at the weather, and of course, they cannot predict the weather 2 days in advance. Good luck predicting it a week or more in advance, but everything seems to indicate that we have like a 70% chance of it being cloudy. So, you know, we have wheels, and if we have a big problem, we have a big solution. We're just gonna drive west, further west, as far west as we can. And right now we are thinking the sand hills of Nebraska, around the town of Alliance, in that area, maybe a little east. You know, we're going to try to go as rural as we can, you know, to avoid the crowds. They're going to be unavoidable. It's going to be everywhere. But I'm really, really looking forward to seeing this eclipse. And since we are mobile, I'm going to go to also the place with the best chance of good weather. And what happened as we go this far west? Well, that makes the rest of the trip is going to be a change of plan too. Because you know what's really close to Alliance, Nebraska? Mount Rushmore. It's like 3 hours away by RV. And I'm like, it would be a shame to be so close to Mount Rushmore and not see it. And you know what's like 8 hours west of where we are? Yellowstone and the Tetons and Devil's Tower, you know, in Wyoming. So I'm thinking maybe we'll make a change of plans and visit that area, and then, well, eventually return to Florida. So now that you know the scoop of our trip, let me tell you what I have in store for you today in this episode of Living the RV Dream. I'm going to interview a full-timing family. Their names are Robert and Jessica. They have a YouTube channel and a website, and they're on social media everywhere as Exploring the Local Life. That's their name. And I'm going to interview them here in a bit. But first, let me tell you about Rad Power Bikes. And they are an electric bike manufacturer, as you probably know, and they offer direct-to-consumer pricing on their powerful premium electric bikes. And because they sell directly to you, the consumer, you won't see the large retail markup that would be present if you were buying from a third party or a dealer, ensuring you're always getting a performance e-bike at a fraction of the cost. So visit radpowerbikes.com or call 1-800-939-0310 and learn more about their models and how to place an order. And now they are now offering free shipping on all the four models. And that's really, really, really great. I hope I can get my hands on one of these bikes, or my feet on the pedals of one of these bikes. And I also want to tell you about Reno Viola Radio. I always forget about them, but our show is syndicated on the Reno Viola Radio Network. I'm going to play a promo produced by them right now.
Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online.
Well, before I go into the interview, remember that the show notes for this episode reside at travelingrobert.com/podcast/0021 for episode 21. And if you want to leave me any feedback, or if you're going to be in the path of the eclipse, send me an email, robert@travelingrobert, or leave a voicemail at the top right corner of the website. Now, here's the interview. Well, today we are chatting with Robert and Jessica, and they have a very nice YouTube channel and a very nice blog, and it's called Exploring the Local Life. So how are you guys doing on this hot summer day here in Florida?
We're doing hot, great.
We're Steven. Doing well.
Doing great, yeah.
That's awesome. I know you turned off the air conditioning for our benefit. So, anyways, how did you guys get started in this? Because you guys are full time and you're a family of four. You have two children and you are full time in a travel trailer. How did you get started on this? What possessed you to embrace this lifestyle?
Go for it, babe.
It was me. We liked tent camping and all that, and it got to the point where it just wasn't working out. I would spend the whole night awake, and the camping trip would just be a disaster because I wouldn't sleep the whole time. And, you know, we didn't think that we could get a travel trailer and have a house, but we sort of started looking.
Yeah, it was like, one day we'll do this.
Mm-hmm. One day we'll get one. And then I started looking on YouTube, and there were all these people that were living full time in them. And I was like, wait, what? And we had talked about like getting a smaller house. Like we'd always talked about going smaller. And then I was like, oh my gosh, we could go this small and still be able to like do all the things that we love as far as the camping aspect without me having to sleep in a vinyl tent, sweating and staying awake all night.
And worrying about the bear. Is it a bear or a raccoon or a squirrel outside making that noise at 3 a.m?
Yeah. And that's really like the very, very start.
We still had no way to actually get there or reason to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just sort of, we're thinking it would be a year or so out. We can downsize, do all these things. And then Robert ended up getting
I got a phone call. A friend of mine who I used to work with a few years in the past called up and said, hey, Robert, how would you like to work with my company? We're an airline. And I was like, oh, that's great. You know, I really love aviation. But then he said the schedule, Robert, is 4 days on and 4 days off. And, you know, I thought, oh, let me talk to Jessica. Because we realized that with a job that's 4 days on and 4 days off, we could then have a travel trailer. And then on those 4 days off, you know, let's do stuff, go somewhere, drive somewhere. And yeah, we realized that in our position, to sell a house, to get a travel trailer, to sell the house here in Florida and then move up to Georgia, where my day-to-day job is, it was going to be so expensive and inconvenient that let's look at travel trailers. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's make this big jump. And that's where it all came together in the space of a month and a half to 2 months. So it was the interview. It was the Jessica, let's go look at travel trailers. Oh my God, we're going to need a truck. How do we find a truck that's going to pull? What kind of truck do we even need? It was a big old rush to make it all happen. And it was fun and exciting and scary.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now here we are, 2 years later.
And how long have you guys been doing this?
Almost 2 years. So it'll be October. Be 2 years.
Yeah, October was our maiden voyage. Mm-hmm.
What do you have? You have I'm looking here. You have a gray wolf. Is it what, a 26 footer?
Yeah. Yep. A Forest River gray wolf. It's 26 feet long, plus the hardware making it 30 feet going down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
And it's got bunks for the kids in the back. It's got a bedroom for us in front, and we have one long slide that we still can't figure out how to live in it, right?
it doesn't quite really work for us. I don't know.
Yeah, but we're making some improvements. We're going to get some. We pulled out the little couch, and we had it as a little office area that hasn't really worked. No. So we're going to. I want to get a couple bean bags and just have that lounging for the kids and myself.
Yeah. Yeah, we're always making modifications to our rigs, I find, and I'm new at this as well. So they never quite work out the way they come out of the factory.
Yeah. Actually, I feel more comfortable. I feel more comfortable making changes to the travel trailer than I ever did in a house.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, the house we would never touch. No, we would never move anything. We would never make any addition. We would just be so afraid to do things, but I have the freedom to try things out here.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same way, man. This house, I've had it for, 12 years, and I haven't done anything to it pretty much for the past 10. And the travel trailer, I'm always doing something out there. So I can totally relate to that. In all the places that you've traveled, what place did you like the most? Because you've been up and down the you haven't, have you gone west? Not really. Now you've been pretty much the...
We went to Colorado.
Oh, Colorado,
last, to Colorado last year for 2 weeks. And we just finished going from Florida up to Maine and coming back. And Jessica, there's many beautiful places. What do you...
Yeah, it's, I don't know that we could really pick one.
But I can tell you a couple places.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's hard sometimes to pick one.
We were totally, I was completely surprised by upstate New York. Mm-hmm. It is just rolling mountain valley, and the agriculture and the towns and the red barns and everything just makes it look like something that I would look in when I was a little kid into, they had those atlases and, and like encyclopedic things about the world. And you had the little red barn on a flowing grassy hills. It exists. It exists. It's up there. I mean, the whole state is that. Mm-hmm. And then we went up towards New Hampshire and Maine, and it was just again incredible. Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
Beautiful. I really like the way the difference in the forest, like how the forest smells. Fresh air, like when people say, like, open up the windows and get the fresh air. And that's what they're talking about, not what we have here in Florida. You open it up, you're like,
it's hot,
humid. It's like a fresh, crisp, even in the summer, like cool, refreshing smell. Mm-hmm.
Really eye-opening, so that we would be like, let's look here, let's look there. Oh, my God. And you know, we've been living in a travel trailer, and the only time that we were actually tempted enough to call a realtor and look at a place was up way the heck up in Maine.
Really?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And we're not in a position, of course, to buy a place in Maine, but we were so motivated by how this idyllic log cabin in the woods was that we actually took the time out to go look at a property in Maine.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Incredible. It's just minutes from the Canadian border, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, one thing is also, it would be, again, a simple lifestyle, which is what we love about travel trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Any place that you didn't like? I mean, I'm putting you on the spot here, but if you don't want to.
No.
But we all have those places that maybe didn't like, but that didn't live up to your expectations, let's say.
Yeah. Maybe Cape Cod didn't live up to. I don't, I didn't really know, but I guess I had envisioned like a really, I don't know. It wasn't quite as,
exactly. I thought it was some place that they sell them to you like this is heaven on earth, and when you get there it's like, oh yeah, it's okay.
It's a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, it was cute. And they had like I love the little tiny homes that they had, the little cottages. Those were like adorable. And the little they had like the little downtown areas and things with the little shops. That was really cute. But it still wasn't like when we left those areas, and it was just sort of like
But we encountered some beautiful places, though. Like we went to a couple museums, the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History, the Cape Cod Heritage Museums and Gardens. I mean, fantastic.
Those were amazing.
But compared to where we did the rest of the time, being out in the countryside in the state, a lot of Cape Cod was, we're in a really nice neighborhood. This is a nice suburban area, the entire area. Some really cute houses, but it wasn't part of the feel of the rest of our trip is I guess what we're getting at.
Yeah. It was out of character for the rest of the places we visited, I would say.
Yeah. Our main thing is to stay away from suburbia.
Sometimes
we love the irony. We love downtowns. I mean, downtown of a small town, downtown of a large city. We love it. The suburbs.
We like the uniqueness of those places, and you don't really get that in a suburb. You get the chain.
Yeah, the suburb is all the same. Where pretty much wherever you go, it's just a different chain. But yeah, I see what you mean. Well, you've been doing this for over 2 years. What did you find most surprising about the RV lifestyle? Something that you didn't expect?
For me, that I have no problem with it. Just live it. It's not an imposition. The small space is not a problem for me at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for me it was just how easy it is to meet new people and to be able to talk to them regardless of where you're from, what age you are, your backgrounds, everything like that. It's that unifying piece that.
Yeah, our viewers are the nicest people, aren't they? Like everywhere.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, you encounter a grumpy guy here and there, but it's one out of 100, baby.
Yeah, so much. Everybody's in the same situation as you as far as choosing, almost everybody, choosing to live this way. Mm-hmm. And you always have something in common.
Well, even the people that are just out for the weekend, though, too, you know, they're kind of like, oh, wow, really, you're doing that? That's so neat, you know? Yeah.
That's me. I'm the weekender guy here.
Yeah.
And besides dumping the black water tank, what do you dislike the most about the lifestyle? Something that you know.
Well, see, so the black water, gray water, that's always fun.
Yeah, of course.
but when you're out on the road and it starts getting crazy with,
we have a cat.
Our cat jumped on the table.
Our cat keeps jumping every time it shakes. It's the cat doing something on the table.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, the tough part is in traffic when people don't realize that they're cutting off something that can crush them, and it'll be a bad day for everyone involved. Mm-hmm. That's the rough part. And when you see it not happening to yourself, but even just the semi tractors that you share the road with.
You feel that that you know when they kind of push you to the side and then pull you to the other side when they're passing.
Yeah,
you,
that's
exciting.
Yeah,
yeah, and then you have somebody blowing through at 80 miles an hour, hoping that everything goes well. Yeah. You know, that's a rough part is that people just don't understand. You know, being courteous on the road.
Yeah. You been to South Florida yet?
No, not yet. Not yet.
You're in for a treat. Imagine that multiplied by 10.
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah. That's the thing about Florida is you get every bad driver from every state.
Yeah, I think so.
Florida.
Yeah.
Well,
you travel with two children. Are you homeschooling them? And how are you dealing with that?
So we have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. So the 8-year-old has been.
So it's still early days for.
Yeah. Yeah. They're still young. And the 5-year-old, we're going to be enrolling her soon. And what we do is we are Florida residents, and we have them enrolled. Well, Daniel's enrolled, and Nadia will be in Florida Unschoolers. And it's an umbrella school, so it's considered a private school. And basically, they allow the parents to choose curriculum or not, and how... How intense or how scheduled or not, we choose to make it.
Yeah, if a parent wants to do, okay, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be doing schooling until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're free to do so. Mm-hmm. If the family decides, hey, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, get up out of bed, let's have breakfast, and then your class becomes a walk through the Ocala National Forest looking for bear scat, talking about the types of trees and how you start with pine forests, and after the pine forests die off, you get hardwood forests. That becomes a lesson there. So it gives you that freedom, whether it's very structured or whether you use the world around you as the school and supplement that with book learning. We have that freedom.
Yeah, well, that's the best way to learn through experience, too.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we do. And especially, you know, since they're young now and everything, we're very flexible with it. Will that change? We'll see how things progress, if they're continuing to progress, if they're learning and growing. We don't measure them against anybody else other than themselves. So if we're seeing progress in them, then we're good. Yeah. As long as we're moving forward.
Yeah. And one day if they choose, if Daniel says, Dad, I want to go to school, or Nadia says, hey, I want to start going to school like every other kid, we will move in that direction for them. Because in the end, we want them to have say in their learning experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure being out there is probably the best learning experience for
it's
them.
It's incredible. It's like, incredible.
I remember a couple of years ago we were at the, in the West, you know, by the Grand Canyon and the Monument Valley. And my stepson got interested in like geology and the layers of the rocks and all that. And if you go to a historic site, you know, you get interested in the history. It's really cool. It's I think much better than learning from a book. It's, do you have a home base here in Florida, or you're pretty much all over the place?
Yeah, our home base is here in Central Florida. Mm-hmm. We don't have a house of our own, so we're using your Jessica's parents' place. We lived actually, before we got the travel trailer, 2 miles from them.
Yeah.
So it's like we're always very close. I would go for a run, go jogging in the morning or at night, and I'd run by past their house and run right back to our house. So we use that as Florida as our domicile. Florida is very convenient, has great laws if you full-time mm-hmm. travel.
Yeah, I think a lot of RVers are either choosing Florida or South Dakota. So that's where you guys are, there's a lot of places to camp and to, right? Central Florida, it's...
Yes.
Yes, yeah, there we're
being around the area. South Florida is, especially where I live, is really bad, but where you guys are is... Especially this time of the year, everybody is up north, so...
Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of Canadian friends that we've met while RVing that are going to be coming down in the fall, and they stay in the U.S. for 6 months mm-hmm. straight. That's yeah. the maximum the law allows, and we hope to run into them again. From October, November mm-hmm. on through March.
Yeah. A lot of Canadians and from the north. You can stand on I-75 like on any day on December and you see them all coming south. You see more RVs than cars. And then like in March, you see them all going back north.
Leaving.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Assuming that the kids want to do it, is it something that you plan to do forever, indefinitely, or... You expect at some point
depends,
to settle
depends
down.
Depends who you ask.
Yeah, depends who you ask.
Okay.
Yeah, please, go.
For me, I could do this forever. I can do all the U.S. and then travel different countries and then spend a year in Antarctica working there. Like, I'm good.
Yes, we can continue to travel. However, in the next couple of years, I just want to have a property that we can always go back to.
Mm-hmm.
If we, you know, just if we need to park for a while, if we want to go on that trip somewhere across the world, we can park the travel trailer, know that it's our place, and be good to go.
Yeah.
I just need that anchor. Mm-hmm. Not that we're going to stay there, but I need to be able to throw out the anchor.
No, a lot of people have that, you know, you want to have a piece of land, maybe not necessarily a house, but a piece of land in a not very regulated area where you can just park your RV and have... That that's totally understandable.
Yeah, that's where we stand. That's honestly it is. She's ready to. She's a free agent here, and I'm the okay. Yeah, that's awesome. Let's have a backup.
Yeah, just in case. Any final thoughts, you guys? Any advice to prospective RVers as we start to wrap this up?
I would say, you know, if you're thinking about the RV lifestyle, if you're unsure, you know, it's something that so many have done. We've done it. We don't regret it. Just break out of the ordinary, break out of the routine. If you're thinking of doing it, there's a reason. And if you have that fear, you know, just confront that fear, make a smart decision, plan accordingly. And if that plan is logical and you have a fallback, if you're not sure, go for it. It's always something that we thought of doing. Now we're doing it. And I can't imagine years from now, if we hadn't done this, we'd look back at an opportunity that we missed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're afraid that it might be a mistake, you can always go back. It is not like a final decision. Like once you've done it, that's it. I mean, you're in it a few months and you're like, this was the worst thing ever. Just go back and, you know, go back to a house or whatever. I mean, it's at least you tried it and you'll never have that idea, you know, way in the future. Like, wow, I wonder what would have happened. Now, you know, I tried it. It didn't work. oh well, at least they did it, you know?
Yeah.
No regrets, yeah, man. No regrets. That's the most important part. Well, we've been talking to Robert and Jessica, and they have the website. Anything else you would like to plug? Your website, your YouTube channel?
Well, so we have our YouTube channel, Exploring the Local Life, the website that we try to do a weekly updates, and same thing with our videos.
Yeah, we're on social media, pretty much all of them.
Everywhere.
And also, we're going to be in a documentary next year.
Next year, they're filming a documentary. Yeah.
RV Nomads.
And
the movie.
Yeah. All right. So we're part of a group of about six or seven other RVing couples that have taken up the lifestyle, and be on the lookout for that.
Yep. Definitely. We'll check it out.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We can't wait.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, as I said, Exploring the Local Life, check them out. I'm going to put links in the show notes for this episode of Living the RV Dream, and I would like to thank you very much for chatting with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we were excited when you asked. We were like, yeah, we'll be on it.
And I hope to see you on the road sometime.
Yes, sir.
Us too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.